media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome to the Basha TV podcast with me, just Basha, coming to you from Naples, Florida. Now, I like to think of myself as your favorite truth teller. And you know what? I like to give you the truth with love. How about that? Now, the reason I started this podcast was to promote happiness and mindful living. I felt like too many people are not living their best lives. They are alive, but they're simply not living. And I wanted to do something about that. So my goal is to encourage my subscribers to choose peace, freedom, and joy. And on that note, if you are not already a subscriber, you should do so now. Now let's talk about something. Here's what we're going to talk about today. I need to tell you something about happiness. Yeah, it's non-negotiable. Guys, happiness is not to be taken for granted. It's a luxury. It isn't a luxury, I should say. It isn't a reward. It is linked directly to our mental and physical health. And it's not something anyone can give you, but you can give it to yourself. Yeah, real happiness comes from inside. You can never find it when you chase it from the outside. In 2016, I wrote a book called 30 Days to Lasting Happiness. Happiness heals. That's right. As a breast cancer survivor, I know firsthand that happiness really heals. After I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009, my mindset completely changed. It's like a shift took place. I realized that I had to get happy to heal. I wanted to be more present and more mindful about living. And I did just that. It's crazy to me that so many people want to live long lives, and yet they're not enjoying the lives that they're living. I feel like there are enough unhappy people in this world. I don't need to be another one. If you are listening to this podcast and you are experiencing some form of unhappiness and you want to go down, and you don't want to go down a particular road, or you've gone down a road that you thought would make you happy and now you're simply too afraid to make a U-turn, just stop. I believe that you do not have to accept your current situation. You always, always have a choice. And that's why today, I want to talk to those of you who want to make a U-turn, but something or someone is stopping you. Let me tell you some things I thought would make me happy, but it did not. Are you ready for this? This is a big one. I thought I could buy love. Yeah. It turns out love does not have a price. The people who are supposed to protect you and love you unconditionally sometimes don't. Yeah. They either love you or they don't love you. You cannot make them. I would later learn that you can't force people to love you, but you can teach them how to treat you. I thought that once I grew up and became successful, I would be happy. And all my childhood trauma and drama would go away. No, no, no. Material success cannot replace professional therapy. As a child, I was never unhappy because of money. Most children don't have a physical concept of money, even if their parents are wealthy. For me, some of my unhappy moments stemmed from not being loved correctly during my childhood. I later learned that only happiness would bring me real success, and that material success did not bring me happiness. That was a big lesson for me. Another thing I thought I could fix every problem I encountered, until I finally realized that every problem is not for me to solve. I would later be told that some problems can only be fixed by letting go and letting God. And that's how I discovered peace. And peace made me happy. I thought that the nicer I was to people, they would return the gesture. And then I realized that the level of their personal pain or unhappiness actually determines the quality of their response. The people who overcompensate in relationships are the ones who were conditioned to perform for love. And the ones who did not know how to show love in relationships or friendships were never loved correctly in the first place. I remember the first time one of my Jamaican girlfriends casually told me she loved me. I can remember this like it was yesterday. It's so funny. And I was like, what the hell? You know, where I came from in the Caribbean, that just didn't happen. But the truth is, the problem was not her, it was me. So my friend taught me to tell my other girlfriends that I love them. I was already in my mid-20s when this happened. As a child, I was not taught to say I love you to the people I loved. Who can relate? I feel completely sorry for people who have never truly experienced happiness. You are not truly happy or living, I should say, unless you're happy. Whenever I encounter someone who does not have warm energy, and they are unnecessarily mean in personality for no good reason, I'm usually empathetic because I recognize that their attitude has everything to do with what is happening with them or within them. And it's not about me. Like that lady at the airport last week, who I felt was about to give me a ticket because she was actually trying to tell me that my boot was open. Yeah, I know I'm straying, but this literally happened. Unfortunately, this world appears to have more unhappy people walking around. And this is simply because most people are waiting on someone to show up and bring happiness to them. And that won't happen. I believe that we were all born pure and happy. But unhappiness is introduced to us in the form of life experiences and trauma. Unhappiness becomes a permanent state when we are unable to resolve our pain and trauma. I remember in 2020, during the COVID pandemic, I started having panic attacks at nighttime. It got so bad, I had no choice but to go for therapy. And this is when I reconnected with my childhood trauma that was still affecting me. Some 40 years, odd years later. Isn't that something? I had no idea that so much trauma was buried inside of me. My experience with trauma resolution via professional therapy has made me very empathetic towards people who have taken their mental health for granted. You know, guys, real success occurs when peace and happiness are present. There are so many celebrities who talk publicly about the way they numb their pain, you know, from the past with drugs and alcohol after they attained financial success. We have a saying in the Caribbean, you can run, but you can't hide. You cannot put a small band-aid on a deep wound and expect it to disappear. Eventually, that wound will ooze because healing occurs from the inside out. So on that note, let's take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to talk some more. But let's check out our latest podcast done by our Gen Zs, Megan, RJ, and Ty. Take a look at these guys. They're phenomenal.
I would say AI is like, well, I'm going to get into something real quick, but like, first off, I do think it's like killing creativity. Because like, of course, the AI is being creative for you, but like your own personal, like being creative, thinking of something, it's like killing your like process into making an idea, because you're like, oh, I can just go ask AI, be like, hey, give me some ideas. I mean, of course, you're like, you can ask it for a couple ideas and then branch off from there and then you have an idea. But like, it's hurting that first thought of like doing like a genuine, pure thought idea. But
guys, you know what I mean? You know, I'm having a ChatGPT just slid into my DMs. Wondering what he just said.
What happened?
Subscribe to our podcast.
Okay.
We need money.
I agree.
Oh, that's a good one, guys. Welcome back. If you have not yet checked out our Z Views podcast for Gen Z's, not Gen Z's parents, okay, please check it out. These guys are hilarious, and follow them on IG and all platforms. Okay, welcome back. If you have not yet, click subscribe. Now is your time. Don't forget to give us a like, subscribe, and follow our podcast on all platforms for our inspiring content. I want to tell you something. It's about the lessons I learned about happiness. Lesson number one, money will only magnify who you already are. So if you're a mean bitch, it will make you a meaner bitch. But if you're a kind person, it will make you kinder. You know, money won't make you happy, but happiness can make you money. So essentially, when you are making decisions about your career, love life, lifestyle, blah, 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 you know, any decision you're making, choose happiness, not money. If you make a decision on the basis of money only, this can lead you down a path of discontentment and unfulfillment. Ask anyone who has, well, I should say, anyone who's wealthy. You ask your wealthy friends or family members if their money makes them happy, or if there's a specific dollar value that determines the level of their happiness. There's no such figure. Money can make you very comfortable, I agree. But if you were not happy before you made your money, money cannot make you happy. Your friends and family can actually make you happy. Lesson number two. Now, this is a good lesson, and a lot of us suffer from this. Quit people pleasing. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and there are people who still don't like him. So why would you think that everyone would like you? If you want to experience true happiness, maintain your boundaries and discover the power of no. Yeah. When you open the door and let everyone into your life, you end up taking in the strays. Mm-hmm. It's important to filter who you let into your life. Because if you end up carrying heavy loads that are not yours to carry, that would lead you down a path of unhappiness. When you engage in people pleasing, the only people you are pleasing is the other people at the expense of your mental health and happiness. You want to know my third lesson? Lesson number three. The phrase, fake it till you make it, this does not apply to happiness. Faking it is like putting on a mask, and happiness is not a mask. You simply cannot fake happiness. You can choose it, but you cannot fake it. If your goal is to be happy, and you live with intention and gratitude daily, happiness will become your constant state of mind. In spite of your circumstances, I need to take a sip of this water before I tell you something. I need to tell you something. Discontentment makes room for anxiety and depression. Gratitude makes room for joy and fulfillment. Highlight that. Now, you might say, Basha, if you are unhappy and you make a choice to be happy, you might be faking. Nope. What you are in fact doing is setting an intention to move away from unhappiness by choosing to change your mindset by focusing on gratitude. My fourth lesson, lesson number four. Peace is the key to happiness. This is one of my favorites. And I'll tell you why. Growing up in the Caribbean, I was raised as a Roman Catholic. Yes, a good Catholic girl. I went to Catholic schools, primary and secondary. I attended church every Sunday. And my favorite part of church as a child was going for communion, especially when they gave me the wine to drink. Yes. And my other favorite part was when the priest said, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. That was my favorite part because I couldn't wait to leave. Back then, I always wondered why he ended Mass by saying, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Fast forward to my 40s. Oh my God. I had no idea all these years how important peace is to my very existence. It turns out that I cannot actually choose happiness if I'm not at peace. And neither can you. For me, this is one of the greatest discoveries I have made. As I have had to make crucial decisions about relationships and situations that compromise my peace, the bottom line is you cannot find happiness without being at peace. If you are struggling to find happiness in your life at the moment, ask yourself, am I at peace? If you're not, do something about it. Lesson number five, you can only be happy as yourself. And a lot of people don't understand this. Ask yourself, who am I? And follow up with the question, what makes me happy? Now, if you're unable or if you are able, I should say, to answer these two questions, then stick to it and go live your life. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. You want me to repeat it? Ask myself, am I at peace? What answer did you get? Ask myself, a song like ChatGPT now. What makes me happy? What answer did you get? Then you stick to it and go live your life. You can never be happy if you must alter who you are to make others happy. You can only be truly happy when you show up as yourself. Do not let anyone dim your light. Nope. Don't do that. Do not shrink for anybody. And as my Jamaican friends will say, let me tell you my Jamaican tone. Don't small up yourself for nobody, yo. Don't do that. Let's say, for example, you're visiting someone, okay? And they start calling you by somebody else's name constantly, almost as though they have a touch of the sometimes. You're going to feel strange. You're going to feel extremely strange because you're asking yourself, what is the end? Like, who am I to them? Like, what is the end? Everyone wants to be in an environment where they feel seen for who they are. My point is, if you are currently in a situation where you cannot be yourself, then you can't be happy. Full stop. Let's pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Cricket Academy, based in Georgia and Florida, USA.
Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Basha, and you're listening and watching the Basha TV podcast with me, just Basha, no guests. And today we're talking about what I learned about happiness. So happiness is a state of mind that very few people have the honor to experience. Believe it or not, most people in this world are not happy because they refuse to do something about it. I believe this is due to the fact that most people are afraid to be themselves, afraid to press reset, and they're afraid to make a U-turn. They are too concerned about pleasing other people, and they are afraid to say no. Practice it in the mirror. And last but not least, they are chasing things on the other side to fix, well, I should say on the outside, to fix what's going on the inside. I have learned the hard way that happiness does not occur without these three things. Number one, peace. Number two, gratitude. Number three, my favorite, because my love, Tony Rebel, is freedom. It is one thing to do what you love, but the real happiness is having the freedom to do it on your terms. Yeah. As your full self. Happiness isn't something you wait for, guys. It's something you choose. If I teach you anything today, believe that. It's a choice. You can choose to be miserable, or you could choose joy. What's it gonna be? As I started off this podcast saying, there are too many unhappy people in this world already. You don't want to be another one. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast on our YouTube channel at Basha TV channel. If you enjoyed this episode, then you're going to enjoy the one after this entitled, They Wanted Me to Shrink. Always remember that your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. I'm outside. Cheers. Basha TV podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell hosted by Basha Alicia Powell, executive producer Basha Alicia Powell, producers Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin, creative Basha TV Productions, LLC, Carver Consultant, music, all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors, Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell. Visual effects, Basha TV Productions, LLC and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, all rights reserved. Guest bookings, Carver Consulting, legal consultant, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.